What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. All right, Jeff, I want to talk to you about Tom Brady for a second.
Do you?
Yeah, I just...
He was a sixth-round pick. Pretty good. Married to Giselle.
Was married to.
Yeah, was.
Yeah. Have you talked to her lately?
She's doing okay? It's been a little while.
She might need you to give her a phone call. Make her feel better about herself.
Well, you know, anything I can do to... You know, make her feel warm and fuzzy. That'd be great.
You're such a good man.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't get divorced.
Tom Brady's in a weird conundrum, right? So his agent's saying...
Is he, or does he have the world by the you-know-whats?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
His agent is saying that he wants to fulfill this 10-year deal he's got with Fox.
Oh, doesn't want to. I'm flat out fulfilling that 10-year deal. It's mine, baby. I'm in. I'm doing this for the next 10 years.
He fully intends to fulfill the contract.
That's what he says, deal. Huh?
Yeah. The question is, should a... And there's already rules around Tom Brady, right? Like, it affected...
His TV meetings.
Yeah, it affected... And it started here in Cleveland in the beginning of the year, remember?
They don't want him in on the meetings.
No. And do you blame him?
I'm not sure if I blame him.
Okay.
What kind of trade secrets is Tom going to get, use, have available to him as a TV guy that could truly, I mean, the minute, let's just say he met with Kevin Stefanski and John Harbaugh before a Browns-Ravens game that Fox was going to do and he was going to be working on the game. If he picked up the phone and called whoever it is his head coach at the time,
right,
and said, hey, watch what the Ravens are doing coming up on Sunday. They're gonna run this two tight end formation that I think we could incorporate. Well, now that's a problem.
Okay.
Except for the fact that you talk football all the time, and Brady and his partner apparently own 10% of the Raiders.
Okay.
So he's not like you.
It's
know,
like Jimmy Haslam and the Steelers,
right?
Like, not
it's,
really.
It's not like he's owning 49%, or even 40. He owns 10%. But it is kind of a sticky situation for the NFL because it's Tom Brady. You know, he's your poster child.
I think it's more about the relationship building that Tom has the opportunity to. I mean, Tom could probably meet with anybody in the NFL if he wanted to anyway, right? But I think
when you get into
those meetings, now all of a sudden you're Tom Brady, the color analyst for Fox, and you're talking to a head coach on the other side. And then a year from now, you hear that the head coach isn't happy, and all of a sudden now he's the new head coach of the Raiders. Like, I think that's more where,
for instance,
the ethical issues come into play.
He's doing the Lions game, Lions Commanders game.
Right.
Both coordinators, Aaron Glenn, defense for the Lions, and Ben Johnson, offense, have interviewed with the Raiders for their head coaching job. And he's going to be doing the color on their game coming up. Now, is that in and of itself, is that a problem? No. But what if he goes on the air and says, you know, something like, boy, the Lions defense just getting shredded today. You know, they've been injured, but boy, this is terrible. They're not doing a very good job at all. The Commanders are doing a terrific job against them.
Right.
Well, and then you hired him. You hired Aaron Glenn. Is that a problem?
Because you've created a narrative about...
Their defense stinks.
Because you wanted him and you knew you would lower the value?
Or I don't know. That's the thing, Andy. Where does it go? You get on and say, Ben Johnson is one of the best young coordinators I've seen during my time in the National Football League, and any team would love to have this guy as their head coach.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the game is over, and... The Raiders offer him a lowball contract. I don't know where it could go.
That's the thing. Well, the other part
I don't
of it
know.
Is, in that scenario, what if that happens and then all of a sudden, you know, you're Johnson and now you're negotiating with the Raiders, and you're like, you know, your minority owner thinks I'm the hottest thing going. I think I'm worth more than what you're offering me.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
I can't give you a specific where I think this could go wrong, but it just doesn't feel right.
It's too close?
I don't know.
So should he stick with TV or should he give up the ownership deal?
I wouldn't do either until somebody made me.
Well, they've already made rules against him.
Well, so what? You're Tom Brady. Forgive me here, okay? Mm-hmm. You're Tom Brady. As you just said, you could probably call anybody you want and talk to him. All right, so you're not sitting in the production meeting. You've been in those production meetings.
You get good information in those meetings. There's
no
question.
Yeah, you do, except for one thing. Do you get anything that's earth-shattering that you can actually put on the air? The answer is no. You get information. You get some background stuff. But, okay, so Tom Brady doesn't get to sit in on the meeting between the Jacksonville head coach and the Panthers head coach. Great. You don't think he can go on the air and do a great job doing color nonetheless? So if I'm him, it's like, oh, good. That means I can go to the gym then, and I still own 10% of the Raiders. Now, would it help you? Sure, it would help you. But I'm sure he has other ways where he can get information from the teams involved. I don't know exactly how it can go bad and where it would be terrible for the NFL. But it kind of feels like a little slippery slope, kind of like, is this good? Is this bad?
All right, well, let me throw another one at you.
Could this lead to bad things?
All right, so if we're going to play Ethics Corner here, let me throw this one at you. ESPN headline.
Ethics Corner.
ESPN.
That's a new shtick. Dan, write that down.
Ethics Corner, yeah.
Writing it down.
Sources.
Get Ted on it. We'll do an open.
Sources, this is according to ESPN,
yeah.
Maverick Carter advising $5 billion effort to start new basketball league. The clickbait, though, on it, when you go to read the headline at ESPN, is what? LeBron's manager leading upstart to rival NBA.
I think Maverick would take offense to the word manager. Don't call him manager. Don't call him coach.
Maverick Carter, LeBron James' business manager.
Conversation yesterday.
Jeff, according to Sham Sharania.
Business partner, actually, is what they are.
Well, why don't you, hang on. Do you want me to send Shams an email saying that he's wrong?
I don't need to.
Well, he wrote this. That's what you say. It says Maverick Carter, LeBron James' business manager.
Okay. That's what Shams wants to call him. That's Shams. Hmm. He's got the gig.
He's got the ink. Listed as an advisor.
Don't get into arguments with guys who buy computer space by the barrel.
Seeking to raise $5 billion to form an international basketball league that would serve as a rival to the NBA, sources told ESPN, confirming a story first reported on Thursday by Bloomberg.
Can we have the Kentucky Colonels in there?
Will Jim O'Brien play for them?
Kentucky Colonels, let's go.
Did you know Jim O'Brien played for the Kentucky Colonels?
Yes, the former Ohio State head coach and Boston College coach.
Yes, I did.
Didn't
you have a friend that played for the Squires, too, on that?
The Virginia Squires?
Yes.
Yeah, my buddy Dr. J.
That's what I thought. Just making sure. First of all, can we even start with the notion of a rival internationally against the NBA?
Yeah, there's one thing about this that could make it fly like crazy.
LeBron?
Nope.
What is it?
Nope. Where's the money coming from?
Saudi Arabia? Is that what you're talking about?
Nope.
Where's it coming from?
Something that the NBA, I believe, is limited. And it's all the equity funds and all the big money.
That's where you're saying the money's coming from
on
this thing?
That's what they say.
The group, which includes multiple private equity funds, is looking to form a league consisting of 6 men's teams and 6 women's teams playing games around the world, sources told ESPN. You know what this smells like? LIV versus PGA.
Exactly what it smells like. And guess what?
It's not good for the game.
Liv's still surviving, isn't it?
Is it? I mean, it just kind of is.
Okay, let me throw something at you. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Evan, we know you just signed your contract in Cleveland. You got a couple of more years to go. When that thing's up, we'd like to pay you $120 million a year to come play for Stockholm.
Good night, Cleveland!
That's where this could become problematic. Because if you're only going to have 6 teams, that means you're only going to have, 90 players in the league? You don't think, and you'll get international television. You don't think you could pay guys $100 million plus a year with private equity funds financing the whole thing? You bet you could. you could cherry pick the absolute best players in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Put together a six-team league with 90 players. Bring in a couple of guys from Madrid just to make it more international. Pick the top five guys out of the Spanish league, top five guys out of the Italian league, top five guys out of fill-in-the-blank league.
Sure.
Put them out there, and all of a sudden you've got a 40-game season where guys are making $100 million.
All right, so if you're the NBA, are you worried about this?
No, but you might need to pay attention.
I was just trying to figure out how to say hello in Swedish. H-E-J.
Here's your check. That's how you say hello. Part of it is also a 16 women's league.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too.
And if it's going to be a women's league to compete with the WNBA, Caitlin Clark, here's your $10 million a year. Come on over. Because the WNBA doesn't pay.
Yeah, I agree. I think the women's game could thrive more influence than the men's game.
If you're a WNBA player, of course, why wouldn't you?
Oh, you want the competition?
No, you don't. You want the money.
Well, I'm just saying you want this new league to compete with the WNBA.
Yes, absolutely.
So it'll drive it up. But then remember the whole reason. One of the big things about the WNBA or the ABL when that was around too was it gave women the opportunity to play in the States and not have to go overseas to play.
Where they actually make good money.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get stopped by the Russians.
It's a good point. It's a very good point. I don't know. I wonder if the NBA is concerned about this. And then are they looking at LeBron going, well, wait a second, one of your dreams is to own an NBA team. Now what? Does the NBA get a little...
Maverick is the business manager. He's not, Andy, come on. He's not representing LeBron.
It's his business manager. Yes, he is representing LeBron. What are you saying?
They didn't hire LeBron as a consultant. They hired Maverick Carter.
Oh, so there's a difference there. Because LeBron, they don't ever talk, Maverick and LeBron?
I saw Mav's mom at the pharmacy.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
Ding! Very well. She's a nice lady.
Did she say hi, Jeff?
Yes.
She did. Good for her. Well, that was excellent. Good name dropper.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of you.
We're both getting flu shots.
Oh, congratulations to both of you. So that ends our ethics corner. Thanks for playing. We'll get it fixed.
Stay tuned on that, though, Andy. That could get really interesting, don't you think?
I do, especially if LeBron retires and decides.
I want to own the London franchise.
And they're paying more. I don't see it, but we'll come back to this at some other point.
Private equity funds, Andy.
I have already ended Ethics Corner, so we can no longer speak about this.
Hi, we're the Haslams. We're bringing in a private equity fund to build things in Brook Park. That's the way of the world. Private equity funds. Come on in.
216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We're going to move a little bit forward here. We're going to talk more Ohio State. And Notre Dame, the big game coming up on Monday, national championship. We'll get to that in a moment. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.